You're on Texas Standard Time.
You've no doubt heard the term Russian hacking thrown around in the news a time or two lately. What about Russian fracking? Fracking, particularly in Texas, has revolutionized the U.S. oil and gas industry, but according to Congressman Lamar Smith, it's also in Russia's crosshairs. Smith is the chairman of the House Science Committee. He represents parts of San Antonio, Austin, and the Hill Country. He recently wrote a letter to Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, claiming that Russia has secretly funneled money to environmental groups in the U.S. to oppose fracking. The aim? To destabilize the domestic oil and gas industry and allow Russia to take greater control of the market. Congressman Lamar Smith joins us now from Washington. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Good to be with you, and thanks for your interest.
And why send this letter at this particular point in time?
Well, we've actually been working on this subject for, I'd have to say, maybe several months. It took a lot of time and effort to investigate and get to this point, but it's a huge subject. This is an example of real Russian collusion. Russia likes to be the sole supplier of energy to countries in its area of the world because that makes them reliant upon Russia. And it worries that if the United States starts producing energy, that will be a competitor or rival to Russia. When we discovered that Russia was secretly funneling tens of millions of dollars through a shell company in Bermuda, which was then funneling tens of millions of dollars to United States environmental groups, that really got our attention. And in fact, there was one environmental group in California that got $23 million from this Bermuda group, and then they funneled it to other environmental organizations, some very well known. I think one was Sierra Club, another League of Conservation Voters. We've asked the Treasury Department to investigate because we cannot get access to the mail transfers. That's out of our jurisdiction. They're international transfers, but the Treasury Department can.
Now, Congressman Smith, you mentioned the Sierra Club. Their legislative director, Melinda Pierce, told our home station, KUT in Austin, that the allegation against them in this letter are false, absurd smears, a witch hunt, she said. How do you respond to that?
Well, if that's what they really believe, then why don't they cooperate and explain how much money they got from the Bermuda company and why they didn't ask questions? Our suspicion is someone decided, hey, let's not ask any questions about where this money comes from. We may not like the answers. So the fact that they can say, we don't know that it did come from Russia, is just not believable.
Is it working? I mean, we're still one of the top producers of oil and gas.
Well, that's true, but you might recall there were a lot of questions raised by some of the environmental groups about fracking. The energy industry seems to take hits all the time from various environmental groups, and if they are getting their money to conduct those kinds of activities, whether they be demonstrations or criticisms or mailings or advertising, clearly Russia could be having an impact.
Well, this obviously wouldn't be the only allegation of Russia trying to influence domestic affairs in the U.S. We haven't heard you weigh in on whether you think they tried to influence our elections. In light of the Trump Jr. emails, you think they did?
You know, as opposed to what we've come up with, which is pretty good evidence that Russia was trying to influence our or adversely impact our energy industry, no one has seen one shred of evidence that Russia succeeded in influencing the election, even to the point of a single vote.
But you would acknowledge that they tried, right? I mean, it seems pretty clear, at least in the emails that came out this week, that they tried. Whether or not they were successful is another question.
Right. Well, they actually tried, as I recall, to influence the election or at least have some kind of an impact with both Democrats and Republicans. They were not successful. And it's really the Democrats who had advanced notice of that, particularly the Obama administration, perhaps the president himself, and did nothing. So I think the real question is, with the Democrats having knowledge of Russia perhaps trying to get involved in the election, why didn't they go public? Why didn't they try to stop it?
Well, what would constitute proof to you, evidence?
Oh, well, the usual. Is there any indication that the election was affected? There's no evidence of that. Is there any evidence?
Well, a lot of people believe it was directly affected. I haven't
heard a single substantive example. I've heard the accusations. I've heard the assertions. I haven't seen any hard evidence.
Congressman Lamar Smith is the chairman of the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology. Chairman Smith, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.